This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The intense heat may be killing people in Washington State and Oregon. The deaths of about 12 people may be linked to the brutal heat in the Northwest. And thousands of residents have no electricity amid rolling blackouts and heavy demand. Here's our Tim McGuire.
Seattle and Portland endured temperatures well above 100 through the past weekend and Monday before the air mass moved further inland Tuesday. Like most people in the region, Greta England scrambled to find an air conditioner for her Seattle apartment.
We went to Home Depot, we went to Target, we went to Lowe's. Everywhere we went, it was sold out. So we only had one little box fan in our apartment, and it was way too hot.
Spokane, Washington hit 109 degrees Tuesday, its highest temperature ever. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic are also sweating, Boston, New York, and Philadelphia included. The temperature is expected to hit 99 degrees in Philadelphia today. 12 people known dead now in the collapse of that Surfside, Florida condo building. 149 still missing. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Lieutenant Douglas Duarte says things are going slower because the conditions are so unstable.
You know, you always got to keep that in mind behind you, that there's a possibility for secondary collapses, which puts a lot of restrictions on us as far as the work going on the pile.
Authorities say this is still a search and rescue operation, but nobody's been found alive since hours after the collapse on Thursday. Elected officials are promising investigations into the sudden building collapse. President Biden will visit Surfside on Thursday. The House appears ready to launch a new investigation of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Today, the House is expected to approve the idea of a select committee, though key Republican Steve Scalise is urging his members to vote against the resolution. This is AP News. Serena Williams is out at Wimbledon after an injury. Graham Agars has this.
Serena Williams' quest for a record-equaling 24th Grand Slam singles title has been thwarted yet again, this time after a nasty fall during her opening round match at Wimbledon. The 39-year-old seven-time champion slipped and fell while hitting a forehand in the fifth game of the first set of a match against the 27-year-old Alexandra Sasnovich, a Belarusian ranked 100 in the world.
It's very sad for me, honestly, like when your opponent feel bad, you know, she's a great champion and it's sad story.
Despite treatment for the injury, Williams was unable to continue, came to the net to concede the match and made a tearful exit from the championships. I'm Graham Agars.
Home prices shot up nearly 15% in April from the year before, the fastest pace since 2005. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.